Hey everybody, Aaron Noonan here. Great to have you with me. It's another edition of Repco Supercars Weekly. It's your Monday fix of Repco Supercars Championship Chat. Now, this weekend, it's Easter. I hope the Easter Bunny is kind to you. Hot cross buns, Easter eggs, it's all going to be going on. It's a weekend off for the Repco Supercars Championship, but some of the drivers are driving other cars to keep themselves sharp. Shane Van Gisbergen, Tim Slater among them. They're racing at the Bathurst 6 Hour this weekend in a production car race, which is certainly very, very different to the supercars that they normally drive. Bit of news last week that caught my eye too. Brad Jones Racing confirmed that Dean Fiore, the long-time endurance driver, former full-time main gamer, will drive with Todd Hazelwood at the Repco Bathurst 1000 a bit later on in the year. That comes up on October 7 to 10. And I thought it was pretty good timing for us to sit here on Repco Supercars Weekly and just very quickly recap for you who's with who in the zoo for the Repco Bathurst 1000 later on in the year. Most of the seats are filled. There's still a couple here and there that aren't filled. Couple that are, well, TBC. We've got an idea who might be there, but it's not confirmed. A few little asterisks next to some of these as well. So we'll start with the Shell V-Power Racing team. And of course, it's been announced that Scott McLaughlin and Tony Delberto are the intended endurance drivers there. But of course, Scotty based in the US now, driving for Penske in IndyCar racing. And there's the issue over the calendar, the timings for him to come back to quarantine for 14 days to be available to do that one. Some reports recently popping up that maybe Alex Davison, Will Davison's older brother, might be on standby to potentially rejoin that team. He drove for them some years ago back in 2006 and 7, so a very, very long time ago. Red Bull Ampol Racing, more of the same there. Craig Lowndes back with Jamie Winkup, no change. Garth Tander back with Shane Van Gisbergen to defend their Bathurst 1000 crown, no change there. Bit of chat, few stories that Triple Eight might be looking at a wild card entry. And if they do, you would expect that Brock Feeney, one of their Super 2 drivers, might line up there. He hasn't popped up yet with an endurance drive confirmed anywhere publicly. So until that's confirmed, denied, or anything in between, we'll wait and see on how that unfolds. Tickford Racing, three Mustangs for them again this year and some familiar faces. They haven't confirmed which of these faces will be in which car, but we'll find out as we get a bit closer. James Moffat's back, Thomas Randall's back, and Alex Premer is also at Tickford. Of course, he was supposed to be there last year, but COVID meant that he was unable to join the team. He did drive one of their cars at the Bend in the preseason test day. So don't forget, he won the 2019 race with Scott McLaughlin. Of course, last year, though, he was unable to defend that crown. So in a way, he's kind of getting to defend it this year. Blanchard Racing Team, Cool Drive Racing, no surprise there. Tim Blanchard will drive with Tim Slade. Erebus Motorsport have got some quite experienced drivers to pair with their rookies. Car 9, Will Brown's going to have Jack Perkins as his co-driver. And Brody Kostecki's got David Russell alongside him. David Russell, highly experienced, and raced last year with Matt Stone Racing in the Bathurst 1000. Team 18, one change, one same. Michael Caruso joins there after a few years of co-driving at Tickford Racing. He'll share alongside with Mark Winterbottom in the Irwin car. James Golding stays, although he swaps cars. He was with Winterbottom last year. He'll be with Scott Pye in the Irwin car, car 20, for this year. Walkinshaw Andretti United, the Mobil 1 midis, cars, appliances online. Warren Luff stays. He's part of the furniture there too. But he moves from driving with Chas Mostert. He'll drive car 2 with Bryce Fullwood. And of course, Lee Holdsworth dumped in the off-season with Tickford unable to provide him with a full-time drive. He will drive with Chas Mostert. Brad Jones Racing, nearly locked away there for all of their seats. Dale Wood has signed to drive the R&J Batteries car alongside Nick Percat. As I mentioned at the start, Dean Fiore's with Hazelwood. Chris Pither is in the Coke car with McCauley Jones. No co-driver confirmed yet for Jack Smith, but I'm hearing that the team were expecting to announce their co-driver for car number 4 for Jack tomorrow. So that's Tuesday. So check back to the v8sleuth.com.au website for all the details. And we've got this full list, in fact, on our website if you want to check it in the upcoming weeks as more drivers get confirmed. Kelly Grove Racing, they're bringing the band back. Luke Yulden is sorted and going to drive alongside Dave Reynolds. No confirmation on who will be with Andre Heimgartner just yet. I can't help but feel if Rick Kelly was going to drive, they would have announced it by now. Surely it would appear perhaps that Rick is retired and not going to come back for the endurance races. I hope he does, but we'll wait and see. There is a seat in that Ned Whiskey Mustang that is yet to be confirmed. No confirmation yet either on co-drivers from Matt Stone Racing for Zane Goddard and Jake Kostecki, or from Team Sydney with Fabian Coulthard and Gary Jacobson. Of course, team boss Jonathan Webb has been co-driving for many years since he stepped back from full-time driving. So it's a question of whether Jono decides to continue on this year or put someone else in the chair, but they do need to fill two endurance seats. Last year's field has a couple of drivers who haven't found homes yet. Dylan O'Keefe is one. Rick Kelly, I mentioned, is another. Steve Owen, who missed 2019, came back with Team Sydney last year. I've put him on the list. Jaden Ojeda and Tyler Everingham drove for GRM in a wild car last year. Kurt Kostecki, who hasn't been doing any Super 2 this year, did do some ride day driving for Walkinshaw Andretti United at Sandown in the aftermath of the last round. And young Jordan Boyce, the youngster who drove for Brad Jones Racing last year, and he's a front runner in the Dunlop Super 2 Series. So that's sort of how it sits at the moment for the Repco Bathurst 1000. A little bit later on in the year, don't forget the garage, repco.com.au or repco.co.nz, depending on which side of the ditch you're in. It's your digital destination for all things automotive and motorsports. There's exclusive content, prizes, competitions. You've got to get among it. Head to the garage at the Repco website. Now, on Repco Supercars Weekly, I love to delve back into the files. And on this day, March the 29th, I've gone to 1998, and it was round three of what was then known as the Australian Touring Car Championship for V8 Supercars. Russell Ingall won the round. Three sprint races in those days making up the rounds. Ingall on top. Dick Johnson on his famous home circuit where he always went so well, finished second on the podium, and Larry Perkins rounded out the top three for that round. John Bow won the first race, had a clutch issue in race two, and then Ingall went on to win the final two. Really at that great peak of that era where those Castrol Perkins cars took it up to the Holden Racing team, who ended up winning the championship that year with Craig Lowndes. Wednesday, we've got another edition of the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco. It's a Q&A episode. We've got so many questions to get through, and we'll provide plenty of answers. Stefan Bartholomaeus, our head of content from publications here at V8 Sleuth, will be with me to go through the questions and provide as many answers as we can get. We're going to do some more sit-down interview chats with a range of different guests in the aftermath of Easter. The schedule's been pretty busy at the moment, but we've got some great names lined up that we're going to sit down with and bring you those chats in upcoming weeks. Anyway, we're done for Repco Supercars Weekly. It's short, it's sharp, it's fast. It's the way it should be done. We'll catch you Wednesday with the next edition of the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco. And every Monday, it's Repco Supercars Weekly. We'll chat to you Wednesday.